Hello, it's Today FM's Louise Cantillon here. And before you start your podcast, let's talk about one of the biggest milestones in life. Buying your dream home. Exciting? Absolutely. Stressful? Definitely. And the last thing you want holding things up is your mortgage protection. Life feels better when you know your loved ones are protected. Minimise mortgage delays with Laya Life Same Day Cover. Laya Life makes it quick and easy. And with Ireland's fastest mortgage protection cover, you can get an instant quote online and cover the same day, so you can focus on enjoying those milestone moments and not the added paperwork. Cover starts from as little as €10.10 a month, and if you buy online, you'll get an extra 10% off too. Peace of mind in a stressful time. That's what Laya Life is all about. Visit layalife.ie. Insurance is provided by IPTQ Life SA, Laya Healthcare Limited, trading as Laya Life, and Laya Healthcare is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. For fastest provider, see layalife.ie/fastest. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Let's move on to personal finance with Charlie Weston, the personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. We were hearing last night from Ian in Business about Energia putting up its prices. And then we hear today that Electric Ireland is cutting gas prices and leaving electricity prices unchanged. So what's going on, Charlie?
Strange, Matt, isn't it? You've got one company whacking up prices, Energia, big company, 300,000 customers here, whacking up prices by 12%. In fact, some of their tariffs, which they didn't tell us at the time, are going up by 20%. If you're on one of their smart meter tariffs, one of the rates there is the peak rate, smart peak rate will rise by 20%.
Sorry, I thought if you went on one of the smart rates, that was supposed to be rewarded with incentives for having done that.
Exactly, Matt. Yeah, so this is not happening here. And look at the night rate going up by 15%. So, and look, and Energia, put this to Energia, they're insisting that overall, across their different packages, their smart meter customers, they are getting a pretty good deal. They're saying they're consistently among the lowest in the market. But
you're suspicious, aren't you, that they're up to something?
Yeah. Why is Electric Ireland, 1.1 million electricity customers, 140,000 gas customers, how come Electric Ireland is saying no increase in electricity prices and we're cutting the gas prices by 4% and the standing charge, yet Energia whacking up their unit rates by 12%, at least 12%, and they're standing charged by 12%. Now, I asked them, was this to do with the fact that this company is owned by private equity investors based in Miami? I Squared is the name of the private equity investors, and it's currently for sale. So is this an attempt to fatten it up, to boost its profits ahead of the sale, which it seems like to me? It recently paid a $40 million dividend to its shareholders, $40 million dividend, and its profits have been down a bit on the retail side. The company didn't come back to me on that one. They didn't respond to them. But I've asked the question, Matt, because I think it's reasonable to question why one company is going way, way, way up in its prices and the other one is not putting up prices.
And see, what's worrying about that as well is that, yes, they lift the prices to try and boost the profits and then they sell the business at a multiple of those higher profits. And the new owners then will be motivated to maybe increase prices again to justify the price they've paid for the existing level of profits.
Absolutely right, Matt, here. But so there's a very simple solution here for customers. If you're with Energia and when you come out of your contract, it's a one-year contract, because if you move mid-contract, you'll be hit with a penalty for €50. When you come out of your contract, consider strongly moving to Electric Ireland. Reward the people who are not putting up the prices, punish those who are increasing the prices. Not enough of us do this, Matt. You could save, wait till you hear this, Matt, the saving. If you end up with Energia on a standard rate because you've rolled off your new customer deal, you could end up saving by moving from Energia to Electric Ireland, a new customer discount, you could save €800 over a year on your electricity, Matt. That is a massive saving. People really need to consider this. Energia now is going to become one of the most expensive in the market. So Electric Ireland now is probably the best value for electricity. You know Energy, that new company, very good for gas. So people need to consider doing this. We've tiny numbers of people who switch, 35,000 a year switch electricity out of 1.8 million households, Matt.
Okay, I think you've already answered this question from a listener who says, if I just switched to Energy and signed up for 12 months, do I still get hit?
You've a 2-week grace period, Matt. You have 2 weeks where you can get out of that. So, you know, I would be getting onto them now because their prices are going up 2 days after the budget. Funny enough, we're not getting any energy credits. And 2 days after the budget, Energia's prices are going up by at least 12%. Some of the tariffs gone up by much more.
You know, you have a year-long contract. What if you've been with a provider for a number of years and you've just left the contract roll over? Can you at any stage now then move to somewhere else? Or is there a once-a-year opportunity before the contract re-triggers?
It's usually a once-a-year contract. Now, some contracts can be longer. So, you know, you need to be making a note of when it's up, get on to them and say to them, look, this is coming up. I do this all the time. Put a note into my electronic, my diary in my phone, you know, to remind me that the Electric Ireland deal is coming to an end or whatever. I need to start looking around. Did it the other day with Air, my broadband supplier, and moved from 1G to 5G. And so, you know, you got to do this, Matt, because we have some of the most expensive electricity in Europe. It's 350 euros dearer in this country than other countries. It's outrageous. We're not going to get energy credits, which would in the budget that was about 1,500 euros over the last 3 years. 1,500 euros, but we're not getting it.
Listeners say they're not breaking the contract by putting the price up. Another one says, are they not giving you what you signed up for? There's probably small print which allows them to vary the price, isn't there?
Yeah. Say broadband or whatever, if they increase the price mid-contract, they're breaking the contract. With energy, it's not the case. They can put up the price even though you're on a one-year contract. It's a weird one, Matt.
Okay, tell us about this idea for a new SSIA-style savings scheme. You better remind people of a younger generation what the SSIAs were, because that's a quarter of a century ago now.
It's a good while ago, Matt. You mean people signed up to them between 2001 and 2002. It's way
nearly
back.
A quarter of a century
it's
ago.
It's a while back. And look at it. There was huge take-up. 1.17 million people took up these things. There was about 14 billion euros invested in them. What it was the government wanted to kind of take a bit of the steam out of the economy back then. It was Celtic Tiger, where the economy was roaring. And the government offered this scheme where you could do it with savings or an investment. The state put in 1 euro for every 4 euros that you put in. And people clamoured to get on top of this. It was hugely popular. Now, it happened to, they matured all together and there was a surge of money into the economy. So it was criticised for an avalanche of money being released at the same time. But it did get this idea of savings going. At the moment, people just leave money in the banks. They're getting nothing for it. So 3 out of 4 people, according to a survey done by Euronext Dublin, it was commissioned by Euronext, they would like to see another special savings incentive account styles, SSIA style scheme launched. Now, I've asked the government about it. They don't seem terribly enthusiastic about it. And we have very complicated tax arrangements around funds in this country. But there would be huge enthusiasm for a new SSIA scheme, Matt.
For those who could afford to put money away every month, and a lot of people with the cost of living can't. Got to leave it there. Charlie Weston, Personal Finance Editor with the Irish Independent. Thank you.
The Last Word. With Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Hello, it's Today FM's Louise Cantlin here. Before you start your podcast, let's stop and think about those moments that change everything. Holding your baby for the first time or seeing your family settled in a new home. Amazing moments, but ones that make you stop and ask, how do I protect the people I love? That's where Laya Life comes in. Life insurance gives your loved ones financial security if the unexpected happens. And with Ireland's fastest life insurance cover, you can get an instant quote online and same day cover, giving you and your family peace of mind. Get 10% off when you buy online. Plus, when you take out life insurance, you'll also receive a free will, helping you plan and prepare for the future. Because life feels better when you know your loved ones are protected. And with Laya Life, you can enjoy today, knowing that tomorrow is taken care of. Visit leahlife.ie today. Insurance is provided by IPTQ Life SA. Laya Healthcare Limited trading as Laya Life and Laya Healthcare is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. For fastest provider, see leahlife.ie/fastest. Now, enjoy your podcast.